broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's Hour 2 at 2. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We always believe the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, is the answer to the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. Brilliant. That's why the solution is restoration, not revolution. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir. All right, looks like Kurt's MIA. We'll have to try to find out where he's at. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, I got a couple of quick stories I want to tell you about. Number one, Sheriff Mack's heart attack 2 weeks ago is horrible. It was the Widowmaker, 100% blocked. Thank heavens he's alive. He didn't believe the ambulance would get him to the hospital in time, so he drove himself. They were able to do surgery. He's got a stent. He's home, doing okay and recovering. But it's kind of a day-by-day scenario, meaning some days are good, some days are bad. He's doing okay. He's recovering, but slowly. And he can't work, ladies and gentlemen. He can't travel. He can't speak. Therefore, he doesn't have an income. You say, well, what about insurance, Sam? Well, you know what? When you're self-employed, you don't have any. Well, Sam, what about his retirement? Well, he was never sheriff long enough to get a retirement. But even so, he took all the money that him and his family had saved while he was working, and he dumped it into the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and dumped a significant portion of it into his Supreme Court win against Bill Clinton over the Brady Bill back in the day. So Sheriff Mack has no retirement, has no health insurance. Well, it turns out his wife ended up in the hospital a couple of weeks before he did, so now they've got about $100,000 in medical bills. It's just crazy. We're asking for your financial support and help to help Mack come back and get back on his feet again. We pray for the day he'll travel and speak soon. In the meantime, we want to help him cover or crack that nut of some of those bills. They are negotiating to try to bring that number down, but they're guessing it's going to cost about $100,000 between the husband and wife in the hospital. So for Sheriff Richard Mack, if you can donate a couple of bucks, any penny, we would be certainly grateful for. I don't see any of it. I'm not asking for money personally. I'm just telling you that Sheriff Richard Mack needs it. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. I'm going to say it one more time. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's kind of an important issue. There's a story that I want to quickly tell you called Burn Biscuits. A great story about life. And it starts out and says, when I was a kid, my grandma liked to make breakfast food on occasion for dinner. I remember one night in particular when she had made breakfast after a long, hard day. On that evening so long ago, grandma placed a plate of eggs, sausage, and extremely burned biscuits in front of my granddad. I remember waiting to see if anybody noticed how burnt the biscuits were. Yet all my granddad did was reach for the biscuits, smiled at my grandma, asked me how my day at school was, and he smeared jelly all over the biscuits and continued to eat. I don't remember exactly what I told him that night. All I know is I was just surprised that Grandpa would eat the butter and jelly on that extremely burned biscuit. He ate every bite of that thing, never made a face, never said a word about it. When I got up for the table that evening, I remember hearing my grandma apologized to my grandpa for burning the biscuits. I'll never forget what Grandpa said. He said, "Honey, I love burned biscuits every so often." Later that night, I went to kiss my grandpa goodnight before going to bed. And I asked him if he really liked his biscuits burned. He gave me a big hug and wrapped his arms around me and he said, "Your grandma put in a hard day of work today. And she's real tired. Besides, a little burned biscuit never hurt anyone." As I've grown older, I've thought about that many times. Life is full of imperfect things and imperfect people. I'm not the best. at anything, and I forget anniversaries and birthdays, just like everyone else. But what I've learned over the years is that learning to accept each other's faults, mistakes, and choosing to celebrate each other's differences is one of the most important keys to a happy day full of healthy, growing, stable relationships. That's my prayer for you today, that you'll learn to take the good, the bad, and the ugly parts of your life and lay them at the feet of God, because in the end, He's the only one who will be able to give you a relationship where a burned biscuit isn't a deal breaker. So please pass me a biscuit. And yes, the burned ones will do just fine. Life without God is like an unsharpened pencil. It has no point. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty good story. I'd like to thank listener Kathy for sending it to me. And it just kind of goes to show that, you know, you got to put things in perspective, don't you? You really do. You got to really think about what's important in life. And you got to focus on the things that are important. Another piece of good news. A robbery was stopped by a concealed permit holder in the beautiful Beehive Olympic State of Utah. Yeah, Deseret News has the story. And it turns out, I guess this man was in a store with a concealed weapons permit hanging out. I guess it was a restaurant, actually. And a woman with a knife entered the Arby's just before noon and demanded money, said the police. Well, this guy said he was going through the drive-thru at about the same time and he saw that it was getting robbed. So he decided to park his truck and he rolled in to finish his order. He said when he made eye contact with an employee, she mouthed the words, "We're being robbed." He said, "I went out to my truck, got my gun." When he went back into the restaurant, the woman with a knife holding the place up, I guess, turned to him and he showed her the butt of his gun. He told the woman not to move and the cops arrested the woman for, aggravated robbery and a possession of controlled substance. And there you have it, another example, ladies and gentlemen, of good, honest Americans with the right to keep and bear arms in this case. Prevented a robbery. You got to dig it. All right, Kurt, are you back yet?
Yes, I am.
All right, because Kurt was missing in action.
When I came back to the mic, after the pause over the top, I saw everything clean on the computer. Everything looked good, but I couldn't hear a thing.
And I hate that.
So then I just rebooted everything and came up fine.
All right, well, Kurt's
back. I don't know what happened,
Tom DeWeese in the house, ladies and gentlemen, AmericanPolicy.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you for having me. Good to be with you.
What do you think?
Hey, you're talking about Sheriff Mack, and
yes.
I'm very, very concerned about that. I got some other news on that same level.
I don't know if I'm ready, but go.
Our good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has been my right hand,
and
we've worked very, very closely together, is in intensive care. He had internal bleeding, and he's taken, I think, 5 liters of blood since the last couple of days, and they have done a search. They've stopped the bleeding, but they believe they found something cancerous and still trying to figure out what all to do.
Oh, no. Michael Kaufman's one of our monthly guests on the radio as well. We're grateful for his work and his leadership, and, man, oh, my goodness, the need is so great. I don't know what to do, Tom.
I know it's you know, so many of our side are, you know, fought so hard, long and hard, and working so hard, and we're breaking down. It sounds like so.
All right. Well, do you know? Does he have insurance, or do they got that handled, or do we need another fundraiser?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard about that. I know his wife Suze is giving me daily updates of what's going on, and that's what I just said was the latest. I just got about 20 minutes ago, but so he's in intensive care at the moment. It's been there a couple days, I guess. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow. No, we appreciate the update because this is significant. I mean, he's a frequent guest, and, you know, it's hard just to keep in touch with everybody all the time, too. You had a bout with being sick, and now you're back, right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back in the next week or two to fix something that isn't right, not serious. I'll be there for a day and come home and be off for a couple weeks, and you know, but not serious.
All right. And is in intensive care.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still a blizzard in Maine, yes.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Michael Kaufman, please put your prayers out for him. Tom DeWeese, our guest, back in seconds. A lot of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Coming up, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Wow, man, everybody's getting cancer. It's crazy.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I'm all bummed out, man. Sheriff Richard Mack needs your help. GoFundMe.com/help Sheriff Mack if you want to donate. Now our dear friend Michael Kaufman, in intensive care, bleeding, maybe cancerous. Our prayers are with him and his family and his wife, Tom DeWeese. Our current guest, we appreciate the update, Tom. Man, there's so much news and so many things going on. It can get depressing, you know, in a hurry, ladies and gentlemen, but take courage because God's in control. And I know it seems kind of frustrating. I told a story about burned biscuits, a great story about life. Life without God is kind of like an unsharpened pencil that has no point. We talked about a robbery stopped by a concealed permit holder. That's fantastic news. and our prayers are with Michael Kaufman. Kurt?
You know, one of the silver linings, if you will, about tough times is that, frankly, you'll never find times when you or your loved ones, those are concerned about you, are closer to God, which, you know, in my opinion, is somewhat sad, but, you know, at least it, you know, gives you, I guess you could say, a good side effect of this kind of thing. It also encourages me, at least, to do what I'd call a move towards real health insurance. And there's spiritual health and there's physical health and others. And first of all, ladies and gentlemen, our recommendations for you is, of course, do all you need to do to be right with your Maker, the Creator, the God of heaven, you know, and those around you, you know, do those things that you know you need to do so that, hey, whether you live a long life, you know, with many, many years or maybe just another minute, you're ready. But then on the other hand, you know, there are things that we can literally do when it comes to our health and that kind of thing. And so when I tell people get some health insurance, what I'm talking about is, well, just, well, you just basically call it proactive health care. And that is where you add things to your diet, things to your daily routine that you know are good and healthy for you. And, you know, we can suggest those. Sam and I use what basically we call the Healthy Basics Kit, and we're happy to share that with you if you're interested. But you, most of us know good things that we could do, well, that we don't do on a daily basis.
Get a hold of Kurt to learn more.
So we'd recommend you do those things.
Kurt, yeah. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com, 801-669-2211. Hey, Tom DeWeese is with us. He was real sick at the end of last year. It makes you kind of assess priorities, doesn't it, Tom?
Well, it does. You begin to think about it, and it does bring you closer to people. You find out who your true friends are, that's for sure. And, you know, you set your priorities maybe a little differently. And I used to be all over the map on a lot of different issues, and I decided what I needed to do was focus on one particular one, and that's what I've done. And we're making progress. We're really moving forward, and I think, you know, it helps you focus. And I'd never been sick in my life, and suddenly there I was. I woke up in intensive care after emergency surgery. I didn't know where I was, you know, and certainly didn't expect it. It just hit real quick. So.
Well, in our prayers with Dr. Michael Kaufman, I also want to say that, you know, doubling down on your issue is really important. You've been well-known, almost a rock star of the fighting for Agenda 21 with Freedom 21 for a long time. You've really been able to take the fight to the enemy. We've seen tremendous gains in the last several years, which I want to get into here in a little bit. On the program, for example, the Republicans all now have control. I think for the most part, they're do-nothing Republicans. John Boehner says, yeah, they've stumbled. I think they've absolutely miserably failed. For the most part, survey satisfaction with the federal government's at an all-time low. Just when you think it can't get any lower, it gets worse. John Boehner calls it a stumble. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see a single real solid agenda laid out by the Republicans at all. And they've got the biggest majority they've had since before the Depression. I mean, in our whole lifetimes.
And what you mean
they don't really have a plan.
In leadership,
McConnells, I mean the whole Republican group, Kurt.
Well, I'll tell you what, that, you know, our guest can basically tell you about a lot of wins when it comes to
he can, but they're
individuals,
Kurt.
In local areas. Well, so are Boehner and McConnell. Those
yeah, but
guys
they control the Republican establishment is the point.
Well, that,
so the Republican
control,
establishment does not have a plan. Now, individuals do. Rand Paul has a lot of good plans to audit and eventually abolish the Federal Reserve. You got several people that are pushing for pro-life agendas. Pro-life stalwart. Representative Chris Smith is standing on the pro-life issue quite well. You've got our buddies that we talked to, Kurt, in their offices in Washington, D.C., that are pushing to defund the enforcement arm of the IRS. There's a lot of good people doing a lot of individual things. But I'm talking about when they say the Republicans won in a landslide at the end of last year in November, they're talking about the Republican establishment as a whole. And even though Boehner and these guys are individuals, they control the general party. And the good things that are happening are in spite of their control. And I commend those leaders that are doing good. Don't misunderstand my point. But I'm saying as a whole, I don't see that the Republicans have a plan or have an agenda unless that agenda is to not tell us what they're doing and that agenda is to stick with the status quo. And really, the biggest problem in the Republican Party now is the infighting with those who stand for what you and I believe in and those who don't, Kurt, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. The insiders versus the... You know, I'd call them basically the king men versus the free men.
Couldn't agree with that more. Tom DeWeese, what do you think of that assessment?
I agree with you 100%. My greatest disappointment was that they were not able to knock Boehner out as a speaker. I think that was the worst mistake, and to put Mitch McConnell in there as well. What do you expect? You know, the old thing of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. What would make these people different? They talk a good game when they're in front of a camera or in front of a crowd, but their policies are what matter. And they just seem incapable of putting some kind of a leadership agenda together to go after Barack Obama. Why is that so hard? It was interesting, the night of the election, after all this landslide across the country, Harry Reid immediately comes out and says, oh, we get the message. People want us all to work better together. And McConnell comes out and says, we need to work together. Here, that's not what the American people said. They said, stop this. Get rid of this. We want it different. And what is amazing is that all the time the Democrats are in control, they will just stomp on Republicans. They will give them lousy offices. They will give them, you know, nothing. Harry Reid held up every single piece of legislation that came from the House, just stopped it. And he has no interest in working together. Barack Obama has no interest in working together. But here come the Republicans. They get in control. Well, we all want to work together and get along. What are they, psychotic? It's just, when do they stand up and say, this is what we were elected to do, and this is what we're going to do, and we're in control now? Barack Obama has absolutely ignored that election and has just carried on, and he's flat out said it. I don't care what the election said. I'm still the president. And the Republicans go, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, and the problem that I see here is that, and I agree with Kurt, there's a lot of individuals doing a lot of good things, and that cannot be ignored or overlooked. And after we take the break, I want to drill into that more, because I think Kurt's got a valid point. However, I would say at some point when you sign on to be a Republican, and you only get done whatever you can in spite of your control masters, and it's like a fluke or a blessing that you get something done in spite of them, at some point, we can say what is a Republican, but a Republican really means the status quo. I want to get your take on that, Tom, your take on that, Kurt, in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Tom DeWeese is with us. Sign up for a sledgehammer alert at AmericanPolicy.org. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio with Tom DeWeese riding shotgun. AmericanPolicy.org is website. He's a rock star in the fight against Agenda 21. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is an example, Kurt. Let me just kind of start with this. I guess there's a gay Alabama lawmaker in the news, right?
That is correct, Sam. And, you know, I thought after we listened about our buddy Judge Roy Moore, this is pretty interesting when you see that in Alabama you've got this lady, I don't know, I probably use that term loosely, but her name is Patricia Todd, and she's threatening to expose her adulterous colleagues. She's ticked off because, well, a number of them said, hey, man, we're for family values and all that kind of stuff, and we don't like that the Supreme Court has overruled our homosexual ban on marriage, you know, that kind of thing.
Is she a Democrat, Kurt?
I think she is, as far as I can tell.
But who's she going to expose? A bunch of Republicans, Kurt?
Well, that's what she says, and you know, I'm kind of like, well, hey, let's just get exposing. Let's clean house. Let's get the evil dudes out. I don't care what party they're on. In fact, I'm kind of for no party. You know,
I'm with Kurt, and that's kind of my point, though, is you got a lot of these Republicans who they've been inside so long, they become so compromised, whether it be sexual indiscretions or whether it be financial indiscretions or whether it be conflict of interest indiscretions, to the point where, hey, I'm afraid a lot of these Republicans, ladies and gentlemen, can't do the right thing because they're too compromised, and therefore they're holding the whole party hostage, Shanghai. Tom DeWeese, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. They don't live by their principles, and they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to come out and do rah-rah speeches in front of the faithful, and then they go and do what they want to do behind the scenes, and then they pay for it. And, you wonder why they don't do what we want. And I think you're right on that. There's that part of it. The other part of it is to not stand on their principles. And what I mean by that, in the last two elections, I have watched as the Democrats have attacked Republican candidates with identical ads. I mean, we see here across state lines and so forth, we see news. And one of the things, this war on women, for example, that we keep hearing about, of course, that means abortion. And they have run ads constantly attacking a Republican candidate, for being against the right to choose. Never once have I seen a Republican candidate do a rebuttal to that and stand up and say, "You're darn right, I'm against abortion. Let me tell you why," and go into that and you know, start putting those pictures of the dead babies and so forth on your screen if that's what it takes. They never do that. They just let them pound and pound and pound on them, and then all of a sudden you find they lose the election because they never answered these charges.
Well, and we just had the 70th year commemoration of the Holocaust, and you know, that's a big old deceptive, manipulative reality there. But the reason I bring it up is because what about the American abortion Holocaust happening right now, sir?
Exactly. Exactly. And it just, the other side has, you know, on that issue, they control the media. And no politician will stand up against them. Nobody will come out, and I mean, other than individuals and organizations that are, you know, anti-abortion, but they're all dismissed and sent off to the back room. And you know, meanwhile, this is just the way it is. And nobody ever comes out with the other side to say, here's why we are this way.
And part of the problem is he who owns the media makes the rules. Part of the problem is a lot of them are compromised. But the result is Republicans, even though they've now got a flat-out mandate from the people, as far as I can see, Republicans are on the ropes, guys.
Yeah, they never come out on the aggressive side, on the offensive. I mean, how much do we need Barack Obama to do to have something to go on the offensive against him? But, you know, we can't talk about, of course, they're doing all these behind-the-scenes things on immigration, and we all know they're going to somehow betray us on that issue, and they've let us know enough that they are. And, you know, all these different issues, they just don't attack. You never hear it. I have said for years, before this last election, that John Boehner was the number one highest elected Republican in the country. Not once did he use what would be his bully pulpit to go out every time Obama did something. If I were in the Speaker of the House, every time Obama did something, I would be on the news saying, we aren't going to let this stand. We're not going to let this happen. And instead, they just let it happen, let it happen, let it happen. And, you know, that all that does is empower and encourage Obama and Harry Reid and the rest of them to say they're not going to do anything. You know what's interesting about that, Sam? I'm reading right now, I finally took off my bookshelf after 30 years, the book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and reading how Adolf Hitler rose to power. A major part of that was he understood, he knew that Neville Chamberlain, the British, the French, nobody was going to stand up and oppose what he was doing. And he proved it over and over again, and every time they capitulated, he got stronger and bolder, which led right to where it ended up. And that's what I see identical happening when the Republicans refuse to stand up to Obama and the Democrats and Harry Reid. They get bolder, and they move quicker and stronger into what they want to do.
Kurt Crosby, are Republicans on the ropes?
Well, you know, again, it all depends on what flavor of Republicans.
Well, take your
but
pick.
You've got the king men and the free men.
You name a Republican that's not on the ropes. Kurt?
Well, I would simply say that there are those who, you know, are adamant about their support for certain ones of them. I mean, we've met with certain congressmen that we would probably keep.
I keep them, but I still don't even get to hear from them hardly unless I travel 2,000 miles to Washington and go into their personal private offices. Other than that, I don't hear about it.
Once
on the
again,
ropes.
It goes to your point about he who owns the media makes the rules. You know, in the big media in our area, you know, unless you know, for example, out of the two senators we have, we have Senator Hatch. He'll say almost anything and get coverage. Senator Mike Lee would basically, the only time he gets some coverage is if typically it's a negative kind of coverage because the big insiders, the kingmen, have chosen to not support him. And,
I agree
with
that.
For example, Mr. Boehner, just imagine if you changed out our good guest, Tom DeWeese, for, either one, Boehner or McConnell. And, not only would he say the things he would say, but he would do those things.
You're right about that. There's no question. Speaking of that, let's go to Zimbabwe, because I think this relates to Tom DeWeese a little bit here. Dateline Zimbabwe, Kurt.
Well, yeah, the headline from the Yahoo Boys, they're white farmers down there are facing threats of new evictions. Now, this is, basically socialism. There's these stories about communism, socialism around the world almost every day that you can find. And it's the old, deal of class warfare. They figure that, hey, man, if we get these white guys or, anybody who's well off will take their money. The problem is that just doesn't work. In the past, you remember, we've sold these $100 trillion Zimbabwe notes for like $3. The Zimbabweans just don't figure it out, and in many ways, neither do we. Right, Sam?
Well, they're using the race card, no doubt, to manipulate and steal land, Tom DeWeese.
Yeah, they've been doing that for quite a while, and they've stolen elections. They've gone in. This used to be the breadbasket of Africa, and whites did own farms and very prosperous farms and so forth. And leadership down there went in, took those farms away from the white farm owners, gave them to their friends who had never seen a farm in their life, and began to you saw the breadbasket completely collapse. You saw their economy completely collapse. And this is what happens when you have, dictators who, understanding the mentality of a dictator, I don't. But I understand the results of it. And the misery of everyone is a result of it. But this, again, private property is the root of building wealth. And when you destroy private property, you create poverty and strife, and that's what you're seeing happen there.
And all liberties in some way tie back to that private property discussion, Tom.
It does.
And this this thing there, Tom, just real quick, they had a commercial farmers union, they say, that used to have about 4,500 people. They got 300 of them left. Those folks are in trouble because they're violating the moral law. Thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, and they're in trouble because they're white, too. We'll talk about that in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. Tom DeWeese, our guest. AmericanPolicy.org on your radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School, is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Divide and conquer tactics, no doubt, are alive and well, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. Tom DeWeese, our guest, riding shotgun. Do you guys know who Benedict Cumberbatch is, Tom?
Not right offhand.
All right, do you, Kurt? You guys need to know pop culture.
The
Come on,
name
what's wrong with
does
you?
Not ring a bell. Sorry about that, Sam.
Come on, he starred the Oscar-nominated film, Imitation Games. Or Imitation Game.
Oh, okay. I was going to go see that film the other day, and I didn't make it.
All right. Well, anyway, he apologizes now because he called black actors colored.
Wow.
All right. He made comments on PBS. He used the term colored to describe black actors while discussing, quote, diversity in Hollywood. And I think as far as colored actors go, it gets really difficult in the UK. They said his words were inappropriate and racist. On Monday, Cumberbatch said that he was devastated to have offended anyone. He called himself an idiot. He offers his sincere apologies. I make no excuse for my being an idiot, and I know the damage is done. Now, I got a problem with this whole piece. Number one, I don't think he has anything to apologize for. In fact, it wasn't too many years ago when black people wanted to be referred to as colored. He meant no harm by the comment. Instead of taking advantage of someone because of their words, which is a sign of the times, biblically speaking, I might digress and point out. Nevertheless, what about the NAACP? How can we have that organization around, give them high marks and, quote, kudos, while we beat up Mr. Cumberbatch? Tom DeWeese?
That's exactly what I was sitting here thinking. What do the letters NAACP stand for? They call themselves that.
But they do, because that used to be the term they wanted. Instead of Negro or the other words that I don't want to use, then they said, well, you got to call us colored, would prefer that. And then now the term is black, which I don't mind the changing of the terms. That's fine. We need to give dignity.
Black anymore. They don't like black either. Now they want African-American.
All right. The point remains the same, though, that he meant no slight. It's obvious. He used the term that they use in their biggest organization advocating for their ideas on the planet, right? And I think it's a disgrace that he apologized in the first place. I would not have apologized if I were him. I would have said, guys, you know full well what I meant. I meant no harm. The NAACP uses the same term that I used. If you want to get after them, you know what? We can talk about it. I call for a national debate on the subject. Are we going to take advantage of somebody because of their words or their intent? I intended to say that, you know what? Black actors aren't getting a fair shake. I was, in reality, defending them. And now you guys are going to beat me up because I didn't, quote, use the latest politically correct manipulation of reality. Okay, the truth is they're colored, they're black, whatever you want to call them. You got to distinguish them somewhere. And when you say African American, many of them are complete American. They've never been to Africa in their lives. And you could say, well, their ancestry is from Africa, and I would say prove it. Okay, what I mean is we've got this big battle. Is Barack's ancestry from Africa? And is he half white? Is he an African American? See, we get into this weird scenario where it's hard to really focus on this. This guy meant no harm, but he's absolutely had his face just ground in the mud over this. And I think his biggest mistake was to apologize. And here's the reason I bring it up. At first, Tom's thinking, why, Sam, are you talking about black and white issues when we need to talk about America and land and Agenda 21 and how to reject it? And my first point that I want to make is this. It's always a divide and conquer tactic, but it eventually goes right back to land, doesn't it?
It does. Well, first of all, I think, you know, this actor, well, he didn't do all the things that you suggested, is because they're not educated enough. They're so totally inundated and brainwashed with this whole one way to look at things. They don't even have the ability to have the critical thinking to come up with answers like that. So probably never even occurred to him. He's just, oh, gee, I stepped over the politically correct line, and that's going to hurt me. But we
basically took apart a guy, took away his sports team over this kind of scenario. I don't think this actor should ever participate in any movies again. It's unforgivable. And I don't think we ought to let him own any land either, don't you think?
Yeah.
The
reason around the world, we were just talking about Zimbabwe, the reason that we have rampant poverty around the world, and particularly it would be in the black race in Africa and other places, different races. This rampant poverty is because they are not allowed to own private property. The thing that makes the United States different from every other nation on earth is that we have the right to own property, not only right to own it, but that it is registered in our name. We can use it to get equity loans and so forth. That's how Americans have built wealth. Over 60% of American companies were started with equity from private property, in getting loans that way. And that doesn't exist in most of the rest of the world. There are people who think they own their home, but they don't have any way to prove it. They cannot get equity loans from it. They cannot build wealth from it. And so there are something like 10 trillion dollars worth of dead property in the world because it's property that cannot be invested in and make money in. Think what that would do to the economy of the world if we were able to do that. But dictators like Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, or the mindset of the people in Hollywood, or Barack Obama, we are starting to see America go downhill in our wealth. Why? Because we are now usurping private property, and people are not able to make the wealth from it that they used to be able to.
And many inside Republicans take a page out of the same playbook. They're on the bandwagon too, aren't they? I mean, this
Absolutely.
Asset forfeiture is at the heart of this too, and the Republicans are all too excited about that.
Yeah, when you start, you put up the boogeyman that, this is drug dealers. They started out that way, that we're going to take their, isn't that a wonderful thing? We got all this drug money, and now we're going to, use it for good. They do. Well, once you start a process like that, and you're obviously from that point you're saying that they are guilty until proven innocent, which is the exact opposite of the way America should be anyway. Maybe do the asset forfeiture. You're going to do that after they've been proven guilty and convicted, but you don't do it ahead of time. And I have known cases. I knew of a case where there was a guy in a business. He did landscaping and so forth. And the way their business operated was they carried cash. They bought products that they needed in their business with cash. He was traveling on an airplane with $10,000 worth of cash because he was going to buy products and for his business, and he was found with that money in his pocket, and they immediately assumed he was a drug dealer, and they confiscated it, and he never did get it back. This is the kind of outright theft that once you give government that kind of power, that it is carried out that way.
All right, what do you think the Republicans are going to do when it comes to standing against asset forfeiture, standing against divide and conquer, standing against Agenda 21. Are they going to really get anything done on the national level?
Well, yesterday, Rand Paul introduced the FAIR Act, and that is directed straight at
F-A-I-R?
F-A-I-R, yes. And that's directed specifically at the asset forfeiture thing. He's trying to put a stop to that. So he has introduced some wonderful bills that never go anywhere because the Republican leadership won't get behind them. He's introduced a bill to curtail the power of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, but it hasn't gone anywhere. And so, you know, he's trying. He's doing those things. It's important to do that. But, you know, we're not seeing it. And I agree, Sam, I don't think that Boehner and McConnell are going to do anything on these issues. They're certainly not going to stand up against sustainable development policies. They are clearly in the pocket of the Sierra Club and the rest of them. That's politically correct on Capitol Hill. Where I see that we're going to make progress is on the local level, and that's where we're focused on this. And you know, if you can preserve liberty on your local level, then I think we can preserve it as a nation. But it's going to take step by step. And you know, we just introduced a plan, a 5-point plan, to fight Agenda 21, and we're working to put that in place. It includes training and recruitment for activists, putting together legislators that are already on our side to help put together solid, positive, effective legislation, and reaching out to the public who don't know anything about any of this. They don't know the people who are suffering, who are having their property taken away from them and so forth by these policies. And we actually have created a song called Shattered Dreams, and we are putting together a television commercial.
By the way, email me the MP3 of the song, and we can play that on the radio. And if you get radio versions of those commercials, we can put those as public service announcements as well.
I'll do it. These are just rough cuts at this point, but we're working to you know, get them better and get them out there.
All right, there you have it. Tom DeWeese also is well known for training videos online, AmericanPolicy.org, to see what he's doing in the fight to promote Freedom 21 over Agenda 21. Ladies and gentlemen, the sustainable development, these lies are all about divide and conquer and control of the land, and I'm telling you, that's how they plan to take down a nation. Will we let them get away with it? Or will we educate ourselves and get actively engaged in a great, sacred cause of liberty? Tom DeWeese, my friend, Godspeed. Travel safe.
All right. Thank you.
There he goes, doing a great job as always. You want to turn your foot into radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. Anytime, anywhere, any phone. Turn it into a radio today. 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. You're going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Thanks.